This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why, of course, you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com or NCS51. We're going to start migrating everything over to the NCS51 now that the convention's over. Happy convention, of course, convention number 6 for the constitutional efforts of New California. Okay, we have Election Day Super Tuesday. That's what this is, in case you have not heard. I don't know why you'd think you haven't heard, but, you know, it is Election Day. It's Super Tuesday. And we're going to see what happens at the polls. We know there's a massive voter fraud going on right now in the state of California. It's replete with voter fraud everywhere. The complaints that we've got going on are massive in terms of we're not making the complaints. We're hearing the complaints of massive voter fraud from various sources. There are watch groups and so on that have contacted Agenda 21 Radio. The fraud has been going on all along. Of course, they've all but eliminated the Republican Party as the term Republican from the ballots in California. Now, gee, I don't know why that might be a campaign. That might be a civil rights violation if you're a Republican because, you know, it's they've clearly destroyed the Republican form of government right just right there by denying a major political party access to the ballots. That's really what it comes down to. Gee, I don't know how you do that, right? But if you're California, you can do whatever you want because it's a dictatorship. Now, I know I'm not real familiar with the other parts of the country, but I'm pretty sure there's probably massive voter fraud going on. And the thing about the voter fraud here in California is it's really kind of interesting. And, of course, we reported on this yesterday on Agenda 21 Radio, the problems with California's voter fraud issue, right? And the voter fraud, which I think is perpetrated by the machinery of the California state government, okay, is deliberate. It's purpose-driven with a fourth. All that stuff is right there. And we read this article. Now, it's poignant. I'm going to get in touch with this article again because it is election day. So, répétez, s'il vous plaît. That's what it comes out to. I like the way I did that, actually. Final results from California primary could take days or weeks, Secretary of State says. Okay, now we're in the throes of this, Super Tuesday, right? And, of course, the big problem in the world is not Donald J. Trump. No, I think he's kind of a shoo-in for the Republican Party at the convention. I just kind of think so, right? That's going to be him. Now, the final results from California primary could take days or weeks, Secretary of State says. And this is an article from Chris Nichols, Capital Public Radio. Okay, and, you know, Capital Public Radio is not a conservative think tank at all in California. Oh, no. They're extremely liberal. So this is what we're starting to see now. I was interviewed by CNN the other day. And in the interview, they asked me about this particular dilemma, which I was shocked. I mean, I really was. I'm sure that I haven't seen the video, but I'm absolutely sure it shows a shock on my face when I was asked this question, because this is, I thought to myself, how does this guy know this? Because this is what we know in New California Movement. That not only have we seen the marginalization and almost a complete elimination of the California Republican Party, but we've also seen pretty much the elimination of the California Democratic Party. Yeah, and you know, the telltale signs are that when you go to these various county fairs and you go to these different town halls and so on, there's just not a lot of Democratic town halls and meetings going on in the Democratic Party. And when you go to the town, you see the Democratic Party at the county fairs. There's no one there in the booth. There might be one or two people. There's nobody picking up information. You know, it's a desolate place for them. And I've been to dozens of town or county, well, certainly town halls, but, you know, for New California. But hear me out. One of the responsibilities that New California has is to provide for a Republican form of government. So we're kind of like on the hunt for Republicans and Democrats to come into the fold of New California because we want to create a Republican form of government. We need a two-party system. So in California, the two-party system is gone. It's completely gone. There is no Republican Party for the state. That's pretty much eliminated by themselves. They're non-consequential. People get endorsement by the California Republican Party. So what? What does it mean for you? It means nothing. Maybe you're not on the right cartel list, right, as a candidate. So, anyway, in other words, I'm looking for Democrats, I'm looking for Republicans, and we can't find any. I mean, we can find Republicans, and we've got great communication with some of the Republican parties. But, you know, we're the Democrats. We've reached out to Democrats to become part of the new state movement, and we'll continue to. The door's open. So our perspective in New California is, you know, we want a Republican form of government. That's Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution, of the Constitution, the Guarantee Clause. Read it. That is our task, is to be open to the multi-party system so you have a representative form of government of all likes. But this process of eliminating the parties, see, it's a process that's been going on for years to eliminate the two-party system or the multi-party system. Why? Because dictators don't need parties. Think about it. No, dictators don't need no stinking parties, right? Well, that's part of the problem. So the progressives have of the Democratic wing, I think, have been finding themselves even more marginalized than ever before, certainly here in California. And we've seen this trend going on. Now, we have a cat, you know, we're in the catbird seat because everybody calls us and we get information other people do not get. We see the trends developing that other people do not understand and do not get. So that's good for us, right? Okay. Now, but I was stunned. I was asked by the interviewer of the CNN, and he said, you know, what we see, this is basically what he said, what we're seeing is that there's progressives and then there's conservatives, and nobody can find a place to be. Yeah, that's basically what he said. And I looked at him like, wow, are you in my head or what? Because this is what we've been doing. I said, well, I said, yeah. I said, you know, the Democrats really don't have a place to go anymore. I mean, look at how off the hook they become with the socialist Bernie Sanders. I said, that's not progressive left. That's socialist. That's communism. And I said, that's a problem. So where do the progressive goes? Where do they go? Where do the Democrats go? They're all but being eliminated in California politics because they want a mono-party system, a one-party, which is basically no representation at all. So this is why we're seeing what we're seeing in terms of voting trends and so on. Everybody's jumping out of their parties. And they're jumping out of their parties because they're not being given... They're not being given the opportunity to be the party. It's a great violation, isn't it? Of Article 4, Section 4, the guarantee clause, which means you have to form a Republican government representative. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of things going on here, of course, at Agenda 21 Radio. I want to thank everybody for all the great stuff that happened at the Constitutional Convention over the weekend. We're just raving about the fact that Mike Huckabee was there at the Constitutional Convention. Don't you think that's kind of cool? He's really did a very, very good job of making his points about how he supports and how there's massive support around a lot of places for New California, which is really important to us, of course. Secret to Trump winning is the Hispanic vote 2020.
You mentioned he got about 30% of the vote in 2016. What's changed?
Right. So, Brian, he shocked the world, by the way, by getting 30%. Now, I don't want to have a parade by only getting a third of the Hispanic vote. I
think George W. got 44%, right?
I believe we can win the Hispanic vote this year. And here's why. The economy. I mean, just a one-word answer. The economy and opportunity. What we see right now is we Hispanics are the most entrepreneurial demographic in America by a long shot. Stanford University just did a study. Over the last 10 years, the number of Hispanic entrepreneurs in America has grown by 34%. The overall growth, non-Hispanics, 1%. So essentially flat for the rest of America, up 34% for Hispanic Americans. It's part of our DNA. It's part of our culture. The entrepreneurial zeal of the Hispanic community is incredible. It's a gift to America. And Donald Trump, because of tax and regulatory relief, Donald Trump has unleashed this kind of optimism in the Hispanic small business community that I believe will translate into votes.
Well, work ethic, too, I would say, factors into that as well.
Sure.
But a lot of people say, look at the Remain in Mexico policy. They're building the wall. That's the signal traditionally. If I was to talk to you 5 years ago or 6 years ago when they were doing the autopsy in the Republican Party, they say ease up on the rhetoric at the border and illegal immigration. Hispanics are misinterpreting that.
You know, Brian, look, I think it's a complete media narrative and a Democratic narrative that Hispanics are soft on the border. If you were to listen to them, right, you would presuppose that the majority of Hispanics were not born here and that a great percentage of them are illegal. That's not the case, right? The vast majority of America Hispanics in America were born here. Our citizens are not soft on the border. And on top of that, Brian, I think this is key. We're not as a community fixated on border issues. Again, what drives us in terms of politics, I think primarily, it's the economy. It's opportunity.
Shocking. It's the economy, stupid, right? You've heard that before. How many times have you heard that before? Well, you know, of course, that all came from Bill Clinton vis-a-vis the George Bush debacle, the setup, if you will, for Clinton to become president. Back in 1992, right, George Bush did not want to be president. It was pretty obvious. That's just my, you know, I'm sorry to be so brash and so, you know, honest to you, but that's true. Clearly, Donald Trump wants to be president and wants to continue the presidency that he's established with. And, of course, the economy, stupid, is one of the biggest things going on. Right? So they say, anyway. The economy is one of the biggest things going on. And that's the biggest thing we have, literally, is the economy for just about everything. That's the problem. That is the problem. So anyway, we have just got more information than Carter has pills about this upcoming election. And one of the things I wanted to try and make it everybody understand, or at least get to a point of understanding, is that the fraudulent behavior is not going to stop just because it's today's election and just because, you know, Hispanics are going to start showing up in larger numbers than ever before. It's beyond any of the talking points, if you will, about how this election is going to be run, primarily because of the setup for the election in these states, and in particular the election that's going on in California, Super Tuesday, and Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, we were playing his clip yesterday from his, he had a huge mega rally, if you will, and that mega rally, which was in Los Angeles, which looked a lot like a a Trump rally, actually. You just had Bernie, and you had the Trumpism business going on there, and that was playing out in a much bigger way than I think that anybody really realizes with the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party's looking at this, oh, my God, he's in Los Angeles. He's going to just kill everybody down there. Well, he was, and he will. I mean, this should be the runaway vote for Californians on the Democratic side voting for Bernie Sanders. They feel the burn. They felt that they were burned in 2016 primary, and they were. And I was running around telling them, you got burned, Bernie. They ripped you off the California Democratic Party, the machine, the monoparty system, and the rigging of all the election, of the election burned you. And everybody has figured that out. Everybody figured out what we were broadcasting about. Now, what you've got is you've got Bernie Sanders just killing it on Joe Biden. And now they come to California. Joe's going to lose. That's exactly what's going to happen. Joe should lose this election, hands down. Shockingly, he won't. They came up with another scheme and another plan to make sure that Joe does not win. And this is what we put this out here yesterday about this article that came from Chris Nichols, Capital Public Radio, and again, not a conservative group. That's what the, again, the irony here about what the progressives and the Democrats, you're pushed out now too. This is the way it's, because you know they want their boy. They want Joe Biden. He is the corporate globalist. He's, and look at what he's done with Air Force Two, Hunter Biden under investigation, all that stuff. Final results from California primary could take days or weeks, Secretary of State says. And I'm not going to read the whole article, but I'm going to give you the highlights of it. Chris Nichols starts it off this way. Hurry up and wait. That's the advice of California top election official had Thursday for those looking for full results right after the state's March 3rd primary. Our election process does not end on election night, Secretary of State Alex Padilla said on a conference call with reporters. Due to, quote, state law, and frankly, the sheer size of California, the vote count will continue well beyond election night. Now, I tell you, they're admitting right here they can't govern the state. They, if they cannot govern the election system and run a proper election, then they can't govern at all, and they shouldn't be governing. This is a clear indicator of a failed state. They don't have the money, the time, or the resources to commit to this count. That's a problem for the state because they're broke as a joke. There are more than 20.6 million registered voters in California. A total, the Secretary of State, the Secretary noted, is larger than the population of every other state other than Texas and Florida. California's total is up from 17.9 million in the state's latest presidential primary. Since the latest presidential primary in 2016, Padilla said the general direction of most primary contests should be known on election night. But the results in close races, a close race between Biden and Bernie. Oh, listen, they can play the way they can tweak these election machines. They can play this out to the hilt. But results in close races could change and final tallies may not be available for days or weeks depending on several factors. Aha! Here we go, some of the factors. State law requires that vote by mail. Ballots must be counted as long as they are postmarked by election day. Chaos. This is what Steve Frank says, and this is what it is. The longer it takes to count the votes, the greater the chance of fraud and corruption. Maybe a couple of weeks after the voting stops, a county will find several hundred more votes to change the outcome. Who is in charge of the voting? Democrat Secretary of State Alex Padilla, the man who refuses to audit voting rolls to get rid of illegal aliens, dead people, and others from our electorate. Corruption, ladies and gentlemen, it's here in California. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, here we come. Sorry. Sleep at the switch? No. I was running around getting a cup of coffee. Hello. Shocking. Okay. We had really an exceptional constitution. Did I tell you that? Exceptional. Constitutional convention. Okay. California Representative Devin Nunes says Republicans need to fight back against fake news. Right? Fight back against fake news. Here we go. This is Devin Nunes on Tucker. Devin Nunes, ranking member of the House of Intelligence Committee, discusses his lawsuit against the Washington Post in efforts to hold media companies accountable. You're going to see a lot more of this, where people are being sued, the media is being sued for misrepresentation. Here we go.
Congressman Devin Nunes represents California. Of course, he sits on the Intel Committee of the House. And we're happy to have him tonight. Congressman, thanks so much for coming on. What do you make of this?
I think it's frustrating. The American people are sick and tired of the Clinton White House or Hillary Clinton. She didn't get prosecuted, even though she had those classified emails on her server. And look, I give kudos to Judicial Watch. They've been tough. They've stayed on this. And that's what we have to do in this town. If these people just don't lie down. They don't go away. You have to fight them every single step of the way. It's what you have to do. And so—
okay, let me give you the background on this, because I know you're probably sitting there thinking, Clinton, Judicial Watch. Okay. It's been discovered and reported yesterday by way of Fox News and others, but a release actually by Judicial Watch, that Hillary Clinton is going to be deposed. You know, just a little slip of the tongue there. It's not disposed. It's deposed. She's going to have to swear under oath because Judicial Watch is going to bring her in, and they've been trying to sue for the information since 2014. They finally got a judge to go along with it. And guess what? Hillary Clinton and Mills, Jennifer Mills, and others are going to have to testify, and they're going to have to be under oath this time. Under oath. That's where this comes from with Devin Nunes. Okay, that's what this discussion is. Now you're kind of up to speed. This just happened yesterday. This is big news. Perp walk anyone? I don't know, but after the after these depositions, where they're under oath this time, and they're not going to be sitting across the table from each other so that they can get the body language. Oh, no, that you didn't really say that. No, oh, I guess I didn't. Thank you, Cheryl. You know, that kind of crap is not happening. These are real depositions where you have to put your right hand up and swear that you're going to tell the truth, the whole truth, so help you God. And if you don't, you know, guess what? You'll suffer the pain of imprisonment.
6 years. The way I understand it, I just saw Tom Fitton here in the Fox studio, and he said that she should be deposed in about 75 days, within 75
stop,
days.
Stop, stop it, stop it, no, stop it. He said that he did the same thing I did. Okay. Okay, I'm going to hear that. Remember I said deposed? Yeah, no, deposed. Listen to what he did.
And look, this has been going since 2012. Yeah. I mean, it's been a while.
Interesting. Okay, thank you for that. Now, you filed...
Okay, wait a minute. I got to get back to this. This is too good, what he just said. He said the same thing I said. I think it's kind of hysterical. He's going to... Fenton of Judicial Watch is going to depose her. He won't. He's not the attorney. He may be in the room because it's his lawsuit and so on. But he is going to... Judicial Watch is definitely going to be doing the deposing, not disposing. I think it's hysterical. The thought process just works right through the spectrum. I had not heard this interview. I was made aware of the interview, but I had not heard the interview that was going on. So I'm going to chime in here, and we'll see what he says.
And look, this has been going since 2012. Yeah. I mean, it's been a while. Okay. In 75 days. And look, this has been going since 2000. Okay. She should be deposed.
See, there
in
it
about
is. There it is. Devin, brother.
75 days, within 75 days. And look, this has been going since 2012. I mean, it's been a while.
Interesting. Okay, thank you for that. Now, you filed your own suit against the Washington Post, which was a daily newspaper now owned by the world's richest man, as a kind of vanity publication. Why are you suing them? On what grounds?
Well, it's funny you say that, right? Like, this is the world's richest man. I call it his glamour project. He wants to promote his company here in the nation's capital. I get that. But it's not okay to slander and defame me. And if you may remember when the Russia hoax was resurrected again just a couple weeks ago before we went into the coronavirus issue, we were talking about Russia, Russia, Russia again. And they brought me into this. They claimed that I had went to the White House, that I had talked to the president, that I got the acting director of the National Intelligence fired. Well, there's a problem with the story, Tucker. I never spoke to the president. I never spoke to the president about McGuire. In fact, the day that they claim that I supposedly went to the White House, I was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And so, you know, so we filed today in federal court. My guess is that Bezos, you know, who has billions, he'll hire an army of lawyers and his people won't be held accountable. And we have to, as Republicans, start to fight back against this fake news. You just can't take something and make it up out of whole cloth. Okay, when I was in another state, for God's sakes, I never talked to the president. This is easy to prove. And what will happen, I promise you, is they'll hide. They'll hide from the federal judge and the judge will have to get him to come in.
Can I say, this is a broader, more philosophical question, but I think it's important. Why do the rest of us play along in pretending the Washington Post is like a newspaper? It's a news organization. They're covering the news. when it's one man's propaganda operation? Why don't we just say that?
Well, look, I do, right? So I don't talk to the Washington Post, and I advise all my colleagues not to talk to the Washington Post. And look, I think one of the things here, and this is actually in my lawsuit, is that you took them to task, actually. So the reporter that wrote this is a true Russia hoaxer. And you showed that on your show, I think a few months ago, that they are used to. They continually talked about the, you know, there was no FISA abuse. The dossier wasn't used to get a FISA warrant. They were wrong. They never corrected that. And so I think that's part of what you're seeing here is that I've continued to hold these media companies accountable, and they don't like it. And so then they just think it's funny to throw me into their fake news stories, and I'm not going to stand for it. That's why, you know, I urge everybody. I've created defendusa.com so that if you're out there and you believe that we should be fighting, you can go there and join the fight.
So the world's richest man owns the local newspaper in the world's most powerful city, but nobody thinks that's a problem. Nobody thinks that's undue concentration of power. Nobody thinks that maybe Jeff Bezos has an agenda, which he so obviously does. I mean, it's a little weird that we don't say that out loud, but I agree with you. It's not worth reading. It's garbage. They're liars.
And so I'm saying it in federal court, Tucker. I mean, that's exactly what I say in federal court today.
Well, you should. It's garbage. Thank you.
Yeah, it's garbage. But it's really good garbage, right? It's garbage. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition. We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. So, we got Judicial Watch going after Hillary Clinton now. She's going to have to be deposed. We got Devin Nunes going after the Washington Post. And, of course, why are they doing what they're doing as the Washington Post with all the corruption and everything else for the Washington Post and all the different stories? Jeff Bezos. He can clearly do whatever he wants to do, right? Because he's Bezos. That's kind of the way that works. So we got that sort of thing going on. Now, what is it going to be like? What is it going to be like after the election in November? My prediction, Donald Trump wins. He could win all 50 states. I'm telling you, he could. And I think he's going to win, period. He could win all 50 states. If it's Biden, I think he wins all 50 states. If it's Bernie Sanders, I think he could win maybe most of the states, 45 of the states. He'll win the election. But, you know, the problem that we have, of course, is everybody's drunkenness with socialism, especially new immigrants and illegal foreign nationals who vote illegally in that community. And we saw it demonstrated when we were playing the Bernie Sanders clip the other day. What day was that? Is it already today? I guess it was yesterday we were playing it. When we played that from the convention center from Los Angeles, let's see if I could, I don't know if I still have the clip on the my list here on my show prep. From yesterday. I don't think I do. Let me see if I can get it. I'll try and get that whole thing. I'll go back to Bernie Sanders. Let's see if I've got it over on this side. I got different racks, you know, you pull from information from. We have the Donald Trump rally. I know you'd rather hear that. That was from, we're going to get into that, maybe this segment, but from that particular rally, you heard the shrieking, literally, the shrieking of the leftists, of the communists that are on the side of Bernie Sanders. I want you to understand that. And it was a classic Maoist rally, not Maoist, but Leninist type, Stalinist rally, in which, you know, the communist is ushered in by the shrieks and rowls from various politically corrected astute communist organizations, communist front groups. It was quite impressive because you had a lot of new immigrants to the United States, illegal or illegal, they were here. Now, that's a problem in terms of this voting mass, isn't it? That is a problem. That's a real problem for this voting mass. It's a real problem for this nation if they have any kind of traction. I don't think they have the traction. I think a booming economy, the answer to communism and socialism is jobs. That's what it is. And we got jobs, except for California, which is a proto-communist state. And it plays well in Los Angeles. It played very well in Los Angeles, in fact. That is why Los Angeles is not invited to the new California State Party. I mean, what we saw yesterday is an absolute classic example of why we don't want Los Angeles. And it's not, you know, it is the population density. That's the primary thing. It's just wait, it's not rural. And our premise is rural versus urban. Now, we do have some urbanized portions of some counties. Yes, we do. And they look more urban than they do rural. But you know, they look more suburban than they do urban. But my point is that L.A. is heavily dense and populated, and it's also home to a lot of Marxists and leftists. That's been a flip that's been happening for a long time in Los Angeles. It's driven by the machinery of the state or the county of L.A. and also the city of Los Angeles to promote that type of behavior in people. So that has been going on for a long time. It should not be a shock, and it shouldn't have been a shock that they had so many people at that rally. Now, take that rally or take Bernie and put him out in somewhere like, you know, Fresno. You won't feel the burn. You might have a little somebody peeing on the party to put out the burn. But, you know, that's my point, is he's not going to be able to take the entire state, but he can take the densely populated part of the state, L.A. He's going to do that. That bodes badly for the Democratic Party, and they know that. So if you take a look at the Democratic Party as a whole, they've got to shut that down. Will they shut that down? Well, that comes up to the story that we were talking about earlier about voter fraud. The California election system has now been changed where you don't get the votes at the end of the day. You don't count the votes by the end of the day. Oh, no, you don't do that. What you have is you have a trailing voting counting process. It's called county the votes. So over the course of a month, they're going to find out who the real winners are. But you got to remember, California legalized ballot harvesting. Chain of custody of these ballots is completely lost. Now, what could possibly go wrong there? You've legalized ballot harvesting. You know you can extend, you've already announced you're going to extend the time for which these ballots are counted till the end of the month. What could possibly go wrong? Well, you know what's going to go wrong. It's what happens in California, where they take and pull up in the back of the register of voters with boxes and boxes and boxes of uncounted ballots until they get it right, until they get the right winners. And they're going to definitely make sure that Biden is the right winner after 1 month. Sorry, Bernie. Might be feeling the burn again.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. What's interesting, I just got a note from one of our listeners at Solano County. Listen to this. This is the icing on top of the cake. How about those drive-through ballot drop-off locations put in place in San Joaquin County? Well, just bundle your ballots, right? You don't know where they came from. Bundle your ballots and just throw them in the mailbox, the drop-off box. There you go. That's the way we vote. What could possibly go wrong with that, right? Let's hear some of this stuff.
And somebody was saying that if Pocahontas, any one of them.
Well, now they're going to do this number to me. Come on. We don't want to. It's just at the right point they come up with a Trump hat commercial. Are you kidding me? Come on.
Sleepy Joe, he doesn't have that, so he doesn't have large crowds. He has very small crowds. But if Sleepy Joe or if any of them had a crowd one-tenth the size, they go around talking about how big the crowd. They never say that. Hey, take your cameras and spin them around this big arena. Go ahead. Spin them around.
He's talking about that Bernie Sanders L.A. Convention Center rally. That's what he's doing right now. Wow. Cheering, cheering, cheering. No. Voice for Trump. Black voices for Trump. I'm about ready to speak again.
They don't turn. They don't turn. You notice they don't turn. But if there was some kind of trouble in a little corner, anything to make us look bad, that camera would turn like a pretzel.
Donald Trump, that was Charlotte, North Carolina, last night, putting a little bit of pressure on everybody on the Democratic side. Anyway, I want to say thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We've got to run for time. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and then newcaliforniastate.com. NewCaliforniaState.com, NCS51. Try that one out. And got a lot of stuff going on for you on Agenda 21 Radio coming up for the next hour. So stay with us. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out, an SOS, to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.